Well, the 2013 Seattle mayor's race is off and running. Last night was the first big mayoral forum of the campaign season. All eight candidates for mayor appeared before a packed room at Seattle Central Community College. They were brought together by three South End Democratic organizations. Q13 TV's C.R. Douglas was the master of ceremonies. He joked that mayor's races are not always exciting.
Actually, 4 years ago was a pretty interesting race. Thanks largely to Mike McGinn, who really made that something to pay attention to. And this year, thanks largely to Mike McGinn, we have another interesting race.
Interesting to say the least, KOW's Deborah Wong was there as well. Well, seven opponents, a lot of opponents facing up to after McGinn's job. Did they come out swinging last night, Deb?
Well, not as much as you would think they would. This was meant to be kind of a fun event, a sort of a getting-to-know-you session for all these folks. So it wasn't very heavy on the issues. But McGinn was definitely in the hot seat, and he had to respond to a few questions and criticisms. And he gave a pretty spirited defense of his 3.5 years in office. But he also acknowledged at one point that he could have done things, certain things, better.
You know, and I came into this job, you know, all afire. Really wanted to create a lot of change as fast as I could. And I've had to kind of go to mayor's school. I like to say there isn't a mayor's school. You have to do it. And we've dealt with a lot of challenges there. And I guess I wish I could have climbed the learning curve a little faster than I did, but I'm going to keep working on climbing that learning curve.
Now, 4 years ago, Mike McGinn almost was a single-issue candidate. He was opposing the tunnel to replace the Alaskan Way Viaduct. Then he kind of changed on that after he got into office. Was that a big issue last night?
Well, interestingly, it was barely mentioned. The tunnel was as an issue was barely mentioned last night. But it was probably the subtext of just about everything that was said. A lot of people talked about how they want to be mayor because they want to end the infighting that's been going on in city government. The tunnel was key to that. Now there's a lot of fighting going on about police reform. One of the candidates, Ed Murray, who's a state senator, he said repeatedly that he would just make a better leader in City Hall.
I'd like my legacy to be that we could actually get things done and that the bickering and the divisions in city government that have gone on for years would come to an end. The mayor mentioned that he's been trying to get the council to deal with a piece of legislation, nine council members, to deal with a piece of legislation related to homelessness. I had a committee that I chaired, the Transportation Committee, that had 29 members, 29 versus 9, and I got them to pass the largest transportation package in state history.
And Murray and others on the panel said that they would do a better job also reforming the police department, which is the other big issue that was raised.
Okay, let's talk about the rest of the field. It might be hard to keep straight because there are a lot of them. You've got two current city council members in Seattle.
That's right. Bruce Harrell and Tim Burgess. And Harrell came across yesterday as the kind of the social justice guy. He talked a lot about kids growing up in poor neighborhoods. He talked about women's rights and the fact that he, as an attorney, brought suit against the Boeing company for pay inequality on behalf of some women. Burgess was a little bit quiet last night, but he took a couple of shots at the mayor about police reform. And he also criticized the mayor for not doing enough to provide affordable housing in South Lake Union, another big issue that's been in the news lately.
And then there's also a former Seattle City Council member running for mayor.
That's Peter Steinbrück. And he has been really outspoken recently about the deal to bring a basketball arena to SoTo. He says that would disrupt operations at the Port of Seattle. And he criticized McGinn last night for what he called 1 year of secret negotiations that led to that deal.
And McGinn was a community activist in the Greenwood neighborhood. That's kind of how he got started in politics. Now, there's another community activist from Greenwood running against McGinn.
And you might know her name, Kate Martin. She ran for the school board last time around in 2011, unsuccessfully, but she points out she got more than 70,000 votes. She calls herself a combination of policy wonk and visionary, and her big issue is advocating for kids.
There's also a person running from the Socialist Workers Party.
And this is where it gets really confusing because her name is Martin as well, Mary Martin. She told me she works at a factory in Kent that packages popcorn. And she's kind of the protest candidate here. She didn't really answer any of the questions. She sort of repeated the phrase that workers and farmers should take power, and that's how we get things done. When she was asked who her top three advisors are, she listed Karl Marx, Malcolm X, and Fidel Castro.
Well, also in the race, in this crowded race for Seattle mayor, a real estate developer known for his bow ties.
Very, very attractive bow ties. He wore one last night, Charlie Stadiker. And he had the most interesting response to the question of why you decided to run for mayor. He went through this laundry list of policy issues, including the tunnel. I think he was the only one who brought up the tunnel. But then he said that it all came down to this dream that he had.
It was a vision of standing at home plate in a baseball uniform, and my father and grandfather looked at me, and I'm sorry it's gender bias, but that was the dream. And they handed me a bat, and they said, "Kid, it's your time to step to the plate. It's your time to pass the legacy to your children and grandchildren."
Sort of sounded like a Field of Dreams or something. And that little bell that you heard at the end was the end of his time.
Oh, good. They didn't bring a cow in or something.
It was a cowbell. It was a cowbell.
So this is a really crowded field. But just a couple hours before this forum took place, we got the news that it doesn't look like the Sacramento Kings NBA team will be moving here. There must have been some reaction to that.
Well, interestingly, the only person who brought it up was Peter Steinbrück. And he's the guy who doesn't want the arena in SoTo. So he said, look, I'm disappointed that this isn't going to happen for Seattle, but let's take a look at this arena deal again, because this isn't a good place to put the arena. This gives us a chance to sort of rethink this idea. But I caught up with the mayor and I caught up with city council member Tim Burgess afterwards. They're just being very, very cautious in what they're saying right now. They said that they're disappointed, but this isn't the end of the story. Hansen has Chris Hansen, the investor who wants to bring the team to Seattle, has 5 years in which to secure a team. None of the city's obligations start until we actually get a team in the city. So there's still some time. McGinn said, look, we didn't even expect this to happen so soon. So they're trying to keep looking forward and staying optimistic about this whole process.
This was just the first of what I'm sure will be many, many community forums with all the mayoral candidates. When's the next opportunity people have to see them all on stage together?
Well, the next one is tonight at Garfield High School at 7 o'clock. It's a forum, a more informal forum about education. And then there's another big forum in the North End on Thursday. So they're going to start coming fast and furious now.
Mark your calendars. KOW's Deborah Wong. Thank you so much.
Thanks.